This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
A lot of questions still about who's going to start at quarterback for the Dolphins on Monday night. I want to read something to you that Adam Beasley wrote. Beasley was on with us yesterday, but he wrote for profootballnetwork.com. Don't overthink it, Mike McDaniel. Give Tyler Huntley the start. Mm-hmm. And here again, here's the pause that I have on that. If he does, he's admitting to you he made a mistake with Skylar Thompson and made a mistake maybe in cutting Mike White,
mm-hmm,
and made a mistake in thinking that they didn't need a veteran quarterback presence on this team up until a week ago when they went out and got Tim Boyle, or actually Tim Boyle, I guess about a month ago, was on the practice squad, but went out and got Tyler Huntley. Like, you'd be, after one game of Skylar Thompson starting, admitting you made a mistake. I don't even know if Thompson's going to be healthy, so it may not be anything other than, hey, we only have Tim Boyle or Tyler Huntley to choose from, and we're going to go with Huntley. But if Skylar's available, there's a little more gray area to the decision.
I think Skylar, and not saying get over on us, but they could buy another week with Skylar's injury. That's right. What they don't have to. To your point, they don't admit it. As you were saying it, the back of my mind, it pops up. I think we saw that was a mistake, just having Skylar as your only backup option. Because that offense looked terrible. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't get a yard. It was embarrassing. So I think they know that Skylar cannot be the only option behind Tua when he's healthy. But now you have to panic, and the panic has to kick in. But you should admit that panic and not try to save your ego. You should try to fix this offense. Hell with admitting you're right. Sometimes you're married, dude, Hawk. Sometimes you have to flat out say, hey, I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't ever do that. That's the problem. That's why I have a marriage filled with no sex, lots of arguments, and sleeping on the couch.
Lori is an angel. But sometimes you have to just eat. Yep, that's what happened. We believed in Skylar. We didn't have a great backup plan. Now let's fix it. This conversation should have happened in June, and it didn't happen in June. So now it has happened in October, and it's just this situation you're in. Deal with, what's the saying? Fight the monster in front of you, whatever it is. Like, this is what you have to deal with now.
That's essentially what Adam Beasley writes at Pro Football Network. This is what he says. Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins starting quarterback will spend this week meeting with concussion specialists to determine if it's ever safe for him to resume his career. Skylar Thompson, the Dolphins' backup quarterback, will spend this week taking short, painful breaths after suffering a rib injury in Sunday's atrocious loss to the Seahawks. But even if Thompson were fully healthy, head coach Mike McDaniel would be under heavy pressure to make another change at the position after the unacceptable work Thompson put on tape in Seattle. Thompson, whose longest drive Sunday was 5 plays, had his shot. Now it's time for Tyler Snoop Huntley to get his, even if he's been with the team for just 8 days. There was definitely some results that we were not expecting in week 3, McDaniel said yesterday, but it doesn't matter how you feel. Your job is to take whatever it is, however unexpected, and figure it out. And I think that's where we're at. Adam Beasley writes, the short-term answer likely is Huntley, who has his own flaws to be sure. There is a reason he wasn't on a 53-man roster when last week began. But the Dolphins must know that they have no shot with Thompson. Huntley gives them hope, And that's about all a team that seems poised to play its fourth different quarterback in as many weeks can ask for. McDaniel said that going with Huntley as QB1 next Monday against the Titans is, quote, a possibility for sure, and that the team would spend the next couple of days deciding who to start, Huntley, an injured Thompson, or Tim Boyle. Our sense, Beasley writes, the decision has already been made, even if the Dolphins weren't ready to say it out loud. Miami managed 3 points. I mean, 3 points. Gained just 205 yards and failed on 11 of 12 third down tries with Thompson and Boyle under center on Sunday. The Dolphins have 0 touchdowns in their 14 drives since Tua got hurt. But beyond the numbers, the aesthetics of their offense have been terrible. They simply haven't looked like they know what they're doing. And Thompson's panic demeanor has been a big reason why. Adam Beasley goes on to write, what Miami has in Huntley is a quarterback who has appeared in a Pro Bowl, albeit in a fluky way, and a playoff game. Huntley's career stats, 8 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 64.6% completion rating, completion percentage, and a 79 passer rating are pedestrian, but they're way better than those of Thompson and Boyle. Plus, Huntley can also create plays with his legs in a way no Dolphins quarterback has under McDaniel. And he goes on to write more, but essentially that's Adam Beasley's take. Look, you've got to, what you're saying, face the monster that's in front of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have looked anemic, if not worse, when Tua's not there. So why do that again when you can take a flyer on Snoop Huntley? And if that doesn't work out, you're right back where you were. But if it does work out, at least you've got a leg up over what you had for the last game and a half.
Yeah, and the drop-offs of the team, I just think about when Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, and now Zach Wilson has to go in there, and he is Zach Wilson's terrible. So there's drop-offs from ones to twos. It's why there's ones to twos. There's a drop-off from practice squad to the two. We know that, and it's why you're not starting, because there are, you know, deficiencies in your game. But the creating a play with Snoop Huntley's legs is the part I want. It's the part of you can tell him, hey, Snoop, third down, if they're in man and you see a hole, take off.
Go.
Just go. Go get the first down. Go run. He's athletic. That's the part I want. It's the panic of it. It's why the Kyler Murrays can create more than he probably should. He's looking good this year, actually. It's why the Josh Allens. It's why those athletic quarterbacks. I was at the opening of the Evolution of the Black Quarterback last night. They're talking about guys from back in the 60s and 70s that were the athletic quarterback running around and nobody knew what to do. It's still that way to this day. Michael Vick commentates it. I played Michael Vick. Michael Vick could throw Michael Vick's Hall of Famer if he didn't get in, you know, into trouble. But when he leaves the pocket, everyone panics because he knows what can happen. With that added part of a game, that's going to make this offense have another wrinkle that honestly – we haven't had in years because Tua's not a runner. Skyler's not a runner. Boyle's not a runner. Whoever the hell, Jacoby Brissett wasn't a runner. We haven't had that dynamic. I want Huntley to play and start because he adds a dynamic I haven't seen out of a Dolphin quarterback. Hell, I can't even think of the last athletic scrambling quarterback the Dolphins have had. I want to see that wrinkle.
Did they mention Vince Evans in the Black Quarterbacks documentary?
No.
No, Vince Evans doesn't get any love.
I didn't. They mentioned a bunch of them from like the 60s and 70s. They mentioned a dude that won the Super Bowls with the Dolphins. They moved him to receiver. He started at Denver, was balling at quarterback, and then all of a sudden,
Ryan Tannehill.
Like,
Ryan Tannehill opposite, because he started at receiver, moved to quarterback.
You're a receiver. He's a starting quarterback. They move him receiver, and he goes and wins Super Bowls and was a great receiver. But, yeah, it was just to watch what happened to all those old Black quarterbacks. And then Doug Williams was the one that really broke down everything. Yeah. First Black quarterback taken in the first round, and it was John McKay and
Tampa.
Gibbs. Joe Gibbs went and spent 4 days with Doug Williams to figure out if they should draft him in the first round.
I remember watching because, you know, when I was growing up, I was a Bears fan. And Tampa was in the Bears division inexplicably. So I used to see Doug Williams plenty. But the Bears in the 80s had a Black quarterback, Vince Evans. Mm-hmm. No one knew what to do with him. But he didn't get a lot of playing time. And then he ended up in the USFL with the Chicago Blitz, the first incarnation of the USFL when they were spending all that crazy money and they were really trying. You know, they got Herschel Walker and like Vince Evans went to be the quarterback for the Chicago Blitz. Love Vince Evans. I can't believe he didn't make the documentary. Well, now I'm not going to watch it.
And you know what is funny? At the end of it, they did a question and answer with, it was Jalen Hurts was there, Vic, and then the producer of the show. And Vic and Jalen Hurts kept bringing up Josh Allen, speaking about the black quarterback, was speaking about the dynamic of it, which I think was cool. It's not a black and white thing. You know,
it's an ability thing.
It's the ability of being able to be athletic to the conversation we're having. I don't give a damn if Snoop Huntley was green. He adds an athleticism to the quarterback position that I would like to see with an offense trying to, like Ingo said, trying to rebrand, trying to figure out who we are. Let me see a quarterback that can get the hell on if something goes down.